Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Amazon's Prime Day shopping extravaganza kicks off tomorrow. But for some Amazon warehouse employees, just getting proper workers' comp is the more pressing matter. I'm Roger Chang, and this is your Daily Charge. Joining me to discuss this issue is our e-commerce and Amazon expert, Laura Hotala. Welcome, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
So you've got an excellent story this morning laying out this problem. What exactly is happening with Amazon warehouse workers?
So injury rates are pretty high, according to numbers that Amazon has reported to OSHA, as well as, you know, external reports looking at this. And so that leaves a lot of folks injured because Amazon is such a huge employer. They added 300,000 people to their logistics a business last year and have a total workforce of 1.6 million. So some of those folks, when they're getting injured, are facing a lot of problems getting workers' comp, staying on workers' comp, getting enough time and care to recover, and then either getting reinstated or you know, getting proper disability payments if they're no longer able to work.
And from your discussions with these workers, what are you finding? Like, how is Amazon actually giving these employees the runaround?
So it's a lot of little things. A lot of it is bureaucratic, you know. So I spoke with one worker who had some severe falls at work in a warehouse and injured some ligaments in his the lumbar part of his spine. So he was getting physical therapy and workers' compensation payments. And he was transferred, his case was transferred to this case care management service. And they gave him about a month where they hadn't approved his physical therapy. So there was a lag in his recovery. And then, you know, a few months later, not even, a doctor found him to be medically stationary, as in he wasn't improving. And he really attributed that to, hey, I like missed all this physical therapy. It really set me back. But that meant that they wouldn't provide care anymore. So that's just one example, you know, a situation where, you know, the worker is trying to progress and get back into shape to work. And the system is just kind of throwing a wrench in the works.
Right. What does Amazon say about this?
Well, so they have said that the workers that I spoke to, they don't believe are representative of the experience of most of their workers. And that may actually be the case. But because Amazon is such a big employer, there's going to be a certain amount of people who are facing these issues, even if it's not, you know, everyone. It still could be a fairly large number of people who are facing the issue.
Yeah, like as you said, that, you know, they employ more than a million people. Even if they could point to a small percentage, I mean, that is still, from an absolute basis, that is still probably going to be a large number. You also note, and you noted the OSHA report, you know, Amazon has a higher than average injury rate. I'm curious, what the data says, and sort of, you know, how that's backed up.
Yeah, so a couple different groups, they're pro worker groups, looked at Amazon's OSHA numbers. One looked at the numbers in 2018 through 2020 in the state of Minnesota and found that Amazon warehouses had injury rates of about twice as much as non-Amazon warehouse workplaces. And similarly, a group called the Strategic Organizing Campaign has looked at numbers from 2021 and found essentially a two times the rate of non-Amazon warehouse workers as well for injuries. So Amazon has said that it's looked internally and they think they're only a little worse than average in the warehousing industry. So, I mean, they're looking at the same numbers, but those are the takeaways. And, you know, Amazon has said that, you know, that's not good enough for them and they still want to improve.
Right. And have they tried to justify or to explain why that number is worse than average? either as much as twice as much, or I guess if, according to Amazon, maybe slightly above average. That's still worse than average. So is there a cause that they point to for why their injury rate is higher?
Amazon does have a reason, and that is they have hired so many new people. And new people, I think they say within the first 6 months or so, are more likely to get injured. So if a greater number of your workforce is new, then there's greater risk of injury. And so that could explain higher numbers. Workers and advocates and regulators point to something entirely different, which is their really demanding rate system, which is a way of, you know, timing every act on the job down to the second or the minute and tracking where workers are at all times, essentially making sure that they work at this extremely demanding pace on this really like granular level. And regulators in Washington state have directly blamed that system for the high rate of injury.
And has Amazon responded to that or to that criticism?
Amazon is appealing those decisions, or says they plan to. So they have implemented programs to reduce injuries, focusing specifically on musculoskeletal injuries, which is strains, sprains, and that sort of thing. I think, you know, the areas that are really common are backs, wrists, shoulders, that sort of thing, because there's just a lot of bending and lifting and picking up. And so that is kind of those are the main areas that they would be focusing on. They have rolled out training and that sort of thing as a response to this issue.
Okay. And I know you talked to a few employees about this and you mentioned one example, but just from the conversations you've had, maybe talk a little bit about some of the other hurdles or some of the other issues that folks have faced in getting proper care and compensation for their injuries.
Right. So I spoke with another worker who injured his wrist and had a lot of difficulty progressing with his injury. It was too painful to continue with physical therapy. And he ended up being found to be permanently disabled. And then he was told, you know, now we're going to see if we can accommodate this injury. That process took months to even determine whether they could accommodate his permanent disability. But in that time, he got a lawyer and a second opinion from another doctor who found that that he wasn't permanently disabled. And that's a very specific medical definition. Fought the decision and just last week found out that he's getting unpaid workers' compensation for nearly a year's worth of those wages. But that took, you know, the initiative of getting the lawyer and challenging that.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, he would have been sitting there with this process that whole time.
And the timing there, I mean, that kind of happened after you contacted Amazon.
Yeah, it happened right around the time I asked about his case to Amazon.
Okay.
I found out right after I made that call. I found out that he got an offer to settlement that very afternoon.
Got it. Well, the timing there certainly is noteworthy. I'm curious, you know, Amazon says this isn't a common problem, but how easy was it for you to find people to talk to about this issue?
It wasn't hard. I just looked on Twitter and found people who'd been saying they were having issues getting the runaround with their injuries at Amazon. And plenty of folks were happy to talk to me and share their stories because they were really frustrated. So it doesn't take much to find somebody willing to talk about this situation if they feel like they dealt with this issue for months and months trying to get things sorted out.
Right. And, you know, lastly, your story also noted that amid the pandemic, Amazon went on this massive hiring spree and built out their shipping infrastructure. Talk a little bit about that and I guess what's happened since then.
Yeah. So Amazon added all those thousands of people to their workforce and tripled the footprint of their logistics operation, including warehouses and airstrips and things like that. And so that means there's a ton of people working. The other thing is that there has been a slowdown in sales. So they're a little bit above capacity now and dealing kind of with the aftermath of that build out. So that's a challenge for Amazon going forward, is how to deal with all this infrastructure for their logistics system, and you know, has it become a little too unwieldy or difficult to operate? Do people need to be working at speed? So that's an issue for Amazon right now.
Yeah, I'm wondering if this will factor into this the rate or the kind of crazy pace that the Amazon pushes its employees to go at those warehouses.
It's hard to say. It's hard to say because I was speaking with the guy who hurt his wrist. His name is Ash, and he said that you know, they were held to a tough rate, but it didn't match the amount of work they had.
Oh, really?
It could have been going slower. And then, you know, that's just one person's experience. But yeah, it's hard to say. Well, does that mean that Amazon will cool it, or will they, you know, let their workforce dwindle and just have a higher rate for a smaller number of people through attrition or what have you?
Right, right. Obviously, something to think about as we enter Prime Day, as we're looking at order stuff. It's always important to keep in mind some of the folks that you may not be thinking about who are actually pretty critical to making sure your products get to you on time. Laura, thank you for your time. You can check out our story on CNET.com. If you have any questions, ping me on Twitter at Roger W. Chang. And if you liked what you heard, please rate and subscribe to the podcast. It really helps us out. For The Daily Charge, I'm Roger Chang. Thanks for listening.